Hey everyone, this is the Leading Saints podcast. My name is Kurt Frankham. I'm the executive director, and typically I host the podcast. Now, I wanted to make a quick episode to give you a little background on Leading Saints, because if you're like me, sometimes I subscribe to a podcast and it takes me a few episodes to really figure it out. And my hope is that you can see this episode, listen to it, and get a better idea of what we're trying to accomplish with Leading Saints. What is Leading Saints? Now, if you go back and listen to the history of this podcast, you're going to hear it referred to as Leading LDS from time to time. But obviously, in the October 2018 conference, we were strongly encouraged to distance ourselves from titles like Mormon and LDS. So gave us an opportunity to change our name, and which we were looking forward to because we really wanted to develop a brand that would allow us to stand on our own 2 feet and that we wouldn't be confused to be connected to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because we are a independent, nonprofit, 501c3 organization, but our mission is connected to serving lay leaders, lay Latter-day Saint leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the best way to put it is really to understand our mission, which is we help Latter-day Saint lay leaders be prepared to lead. Now, I'm sure many of you listening to this have had experience in leadership in the church, and you realize that you're asked to lead. Maybe you're given a handbook, an encouraging pat on the back, and away you go, right? And it's up to you to figure out some of these leadership skills, tactics, and abilities that not everybody is just born with. So at Leading Saints, we strive to put together resources, content, trainings, interviews, whatever way we can help the lay leadership in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints be better prepared to lead, whether it's topics on addiction, LGBT relations, whether it's topics on how to run a meeting, public speaking, all of these concepts we strive to cover so that leaders who have interaction with Leading Saints walk away feeling like they are better prepared to lead. Now, who am I? As the executive director and as the host of the Leading Saints podcast, you're going to hear my voice quite a bit. Again, my name is Kurt Frankham, and I grew up in West Valley City, Utah, and graduated from Granger High School in the year 2000. So I guess I'm the oldest of the millennial generation. I served a mission in the California Sacramento Mission from 2001 to 2003. I was a Spanish-speaking missionary, obviously loved my mission. It was very impactful and really left an impression that guided me to where I am today. I have a family, a beautiful wife, Alana, who's from Pingree, Idaho, just outside of Blackfoot, grew up on a potato farm, and so we will never starve because we always have potatoes. We have 2 children currently, Devery, who's age 6 and is a first grader, and Taysom, who is a 3-year-old. And oftentimes you will hear him in the background as he bursts into the room as I'm recording. Now, where did Leading Saints start? It all started back in my young single adult ward where I met my wife, Alana. You see, I was called as the Elders Quorum president in that ward, and it was a huge Elders Quorum, 100 plus elders, even though you're only supposed to have 96 in a quorum. And it was really my first leadership experience. Yeah, I'd been a district leader on my mission, but you know, I was just a handful of elders and sisters, and so it was easy to manage. But this was really my first challenge with leadership, and it was an amazing opportunity, but definitely left me humbled. I made a lot of the typical mistakes that you may see Elders Quorum presidents make. You know, I spent too much time organizing home teaching routes. I didn't even know how to delegate anything to my counselors. I didn't even know what my counselors were for, other than I was just thought I just needed to call counselors. I gave the infamous guilt trip lesson of home teaching that we've all received, and maybe now we're getting it in the context of ministering. And I just left that experience after I met my wife, we got married, and obviously moved from the ward. I left that experience just sort of feeling like I thought I was a better leader than this. I thought I was born with more ability to really motivate and inspire people to do great things in an organization. And I don't feel like I did that. Well, our family moved after we were married. We moved into a ward in South Salt Lake, and this was the Lee Ward. And I moved in that ward, and a few months later, I was called to be in the bishopric. And I served in the bishopric with a great bishop for 2 years. After that bishop was released, a new bishop was called, and that new bishop called me as the high priest group leader. And I thought, oh no, I'm the captain of the ship again. I'm the leader. I'm supposed to, you know, inspire individuals to home teach, to have inspiring lessons, and to really have a positive culture in that group. And I just felt like, again, I was nervous to make the same mistakes. Plus, I was a 26-year-old high priest group leader with a bunch of 65-plus-year-olds looking at me thinking, really, this is our leader? So it caused me to pause and really think, how can I approach this experience a little better? But I couldn't understand why there were bookshelves. I can go to a local bookstore and see bookshelves full of books related to business leadership, life leadership, parental leadership. I mean, so many types of leadership principles in the context of various things, but nobody was talking about leadership in the context of church leadership. And what I mean by that is nobody was talking about how to motivate a group of people, how to give an inspiring lesson, or how to public speak, or how to manage a meeting or run an effective meeting. All these principles that we see preached in maybe a secular context if we're a manager, but nobody was talking about it in the context of church leadership. And I thought, you know, I'm not a leadership expert, but maybe I can create a platform where I could bring the experts, interview them, and benefit from what they learn, and we can go from there. And so it started as a blog. I bought the domain name leadinglds.com, and I just started to blog. I'd read a book, a book you may find that maybe Stephen Covey wrote or a famous business author, and I would read a chapter and say, how does this apply in the context of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and leading as a lay leader in the church? And so I'd write up a blog post. And little by little, it started getting traction, started getting attention. And that was in 2010 when we launched Leading LDS. 2014, we started the podcast, which has now probably become the most popular part of Leading Saints. In 2016, we became a nonprofit. And now in 2018, we've changed our name from Leading LDS to Leading Saints, all with focusing on the mission of helping lay leaders in the church be better prepared to lead. After I served as the high priest group leader for a couple of years, I was then called as the bishop of that ward, the Lee ward. I served as bishop for just short of 5 years and then was called in the stake presidency, where I served as 2 years. Then we finally moved from that stake. Our condo was getting a bit too tight, and moved to Woods Cross, where I had the opportunity to serve as Elders Quorum President when the new Elders Quorum High Priest Group combination was announced, and loved that opportunity, which I served in for about 9 months, and recently just moved to Holiday, Utah, excited to start a new journey in a ward serving in whatever capacity they see fit. So that's the rough story of where Leading Saints came from. Now the question is, how do you use Leading Saints, or how can you leverage the resources here? Because there is a lot of content, thousands of articles that have been written by not only myself, but fantastic guest contributors, many with PhDs and fantastic leadership background that really put some great content together. We have over 300 podcast episodes, many of those where I'm interviewing hour-long interviews with experts, authors, bishops, Relief Society presidents, Elders Quorum presidents, these people all over the world learning about how they lead. So the best place to start is to go to leadingsaints.org, and near the top, you'll find where you can pick your calling, or there's a topical guide as well if you wanted to focus on certain topics, or simply go to the search bar and type in a topic or a question that you're really wrestling with. Maybe you're meeting with somebody wrestling with doubt, and you want to be sure you minister to them effectively. Maybe you have a member of the LGBT community in your ward, and you're sort of petrified on how to effectively approach that without causing offense. So start on the homepage and look at the topics available there, or the callings that are listed, and start searching for content that can benefit your life as a leader. Another great resource that I strongly encourage you to be a part of is our newsletter. We send out a weekly newsletter where typically, I share content that's on the top of my mind, questions that we've received and that we're answering, and trying to focus on a really fresh, raw information that will help you lead right away, or around a topic that maybe is difficult to digest or understand as a leader. So that comes out every Monday or Tuesday. We send out a newsletter, and to be a part of that newsletter, you can do so on our homepage. There's a little pop-up that will give you an opportunity to put your email in, or you can go to leadingsaints.org/subscribe, and there just simply enter your email address and you'll start getting those emails. And of course, you'll want to follow us on all social media channels, primarily Facebook, Instagram are a big one, and then on Twitter as well. And on Facebook, we have a great community on there called Leading Saints Helpers. It's a Facebook group where individuals may share questions or thoughts about their personal leadership experience, or if they have a certain question about procedures or tactics or ideas, they may take it to Leading Saints. So it's a great group to be a part of, to really understand the community and share your voice and ideas on how others could maybe better lead. And also on the homepage of leadingsaints.org, you can find our leadership modules. We've done two main ones so far. One is about, it's called Motivating Saints, where we talk about all things motivation, how to motivate a group of people, how to motivate individuals, how can you inspire them to do things what they may consider outside their ability. Fantastic resource, free to use. And then there is the Teaching Saints Summit that we did last year. I guess it was still 2018, in April of 2018, feels almost like a year ago, where we jumped in and dissect all things teaching, whether you're a gospel doctrine teacher, a seminary teacher, or you know, you're called on to speak in sacrament meeting from time to time. We interview fantastic, experienced public speakers, presenters, seminary teachers, whomever could bring some value to that discussion, and we dissect teaching. And it was very popular and something that you'll walk away feeling like, wow, I really gained something as a teacher, and I have a better idea of how to improve my teaching ability. And finally, as a nonprofit, we're simply a community of individuals striving to make a difference. And so we definitely need your help. Now, we get as many as 55,000 downloads on the podcast every month. We get about that same amount coming and visiting our website and reading the articles. We have about 10,000 individuals on our newsletter. And so it's easy to think, this is a thriving organization and they're putting out great stuff and they'll continue to do that. The reality is, we are not fully funded as a nonprofit. Our day-to-day procedures and the content we put together, all the resources it takes, many times we just don't have enough to meet the needs of what we want to accomplish. And so that means we usually have to stop the process, not put out as much content, and we're not reaching as many leaders. And as an executive director, I am full-time at Leading Saints. I probably put in about 40 to 50 hours a week, all focused on building Leading Saints, getting content out there, aligning resources, aligning interviews, and getting that published, getting it edited, and we have additional volunteers, but also a few paid freelancers who help us move this operation forward and help us either with editing or with, you know, emailing guests or whatever it is that we need done. They help us to do that. But again, we are not fully funded. And so one way you can really help us is to become a core leader. Now, a core leader is a subscribing donor. So they either subscribe on a monthly basis or on a yearly basis automatically. And so to do this, if you go to leadingsaints.org and hit the donate button at the top, or to go to leadingsaints.org/donate, you'll find all the information about becoming a core leader. It could be as simple as $1 a month or $12 a year, helping us give something so that we can make this a community effort. We do not have large donors behind the scenes that are funding this. We are a community of lay leaders coming together, funding this operation. Now, don't do it for me. Don't do it so the website looks nice. Do it so that the lives of lay leaders in this church are blessed and they are more prepared to lead because of this resources. Just the other day, I got an email from a bishop saying that he had an individual in his ward set an appointment, come in and express some deep doubts about some of the core tenets of the gospel of our church. And he said, thankfully, to Leading Saints, I was able to approach this more confidently with resources. And now that conversation continues and I have a great relationship with that individual. We've gotten emails from individuals and feedback saying, we used to have a 3-hour bishopric meeting. And now because of the resources and tactics and tools that you've shared, we're able to get that 3-hour bishopric meeting down to 1 hour so that we can get home and actually spend time and focus on our family. So donate because we are making a difference in the lives. Donate because we're helping leaders also understand maybe individuals in their ward who are experiencing same-sex attraction or who consider themselves part of the LGBT community. How can we more effectively reach out to them and bring them into our pews and help them worship with us and find common ground and be uplifted by the power and doctrine of Jesus Christ? And we're able to do that through the content that is on Leading Saints. There are so many reasons, so many testimonials of why we need your help, but please, we have a goal by November 27th of 2018 to reach 1,000 core leaders. And let me just say, we're not even halfway there. And so we need your help to simply become a core leader. If you've been blessed financially in your life, great. Consider giving a larger donation. If you're barely making ends meet, please still contribute at least a dollar a month. Everybody can find a dollar a month to contribute to this great cause of helping lay leaders be better prepared to lead. So that is Leading Saints. I hope if you're new to Leading Saints, you're excited to dig into some of this content, listen to past episodes, and benefit from all the content that's available on Leading Saints. This is a great effort to be involved in, and we invite you to join us and help bless the lives of lay leaders across the world.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.